Welcome, everyone, to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everyone. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let us now join together in song with hymn number 115.
Holy Father, thou hast taught us we should live to thee alone. Year by year thy hand hath brought us on through dangers oft unknown. We would wonder thou hast found us when we doubted.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. Woven throughout the structure of these readings to create a single tapestry are the books The Voice and King James Version of the Bible, with correlative passages from Miscellaneous Writings and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. For an uninterrupted flow, the books of the Bibles are from Exodus, Psalms, Deuteronomy, Isaiah, and Mark, and will not otherwise be announced. The topic of today's healing message is Happy New You, Renewed, Refreshed, Eternally Blessed. The eternal God, full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and abundant in loyal love and truth, who maintains loyal love to thousands of people, who forgives wrongdoing, rebellion, and sin, yet does not allow sin to go unpunished. O Eternal One, you have explored my heart and know exactly who I am. You even know the small details. Even when I am far away, you know what I'm thinking. You observe my wanderings, my waking, and my dreaming. And you know everything I do in more detail than even I know. You know what I'm going to say long before I say it. It is true, Eternal One, that you know everything and everyone. You have surrounded me on every side, behind me and before me, and you have placed your hand gently on my shoulder. It is the most amazing feeling to know how deeply you know me inside and out. The realization of it is so great that I cannot comprehend it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Thou hast possessed my reins. Come, sing a song from a grateful heart. Sing and never forget all the good he has done. Despite all your many offenses, he forgives and releases you. More than any doctor, he heals your diseases. He reaches deep into the pit to deliver you from death. He crowns you with unfailing love and compassion like a king. If I have gained your trust and blessing, Lord, please go with us, despite the incredible stubbornness of this people. I also ask that you forgive our wrongdoing and our sins, and receive us as your very own people, your inheritance. The Eternal One said, look, I'm about to make an extraordinary covenant with you before the eyes of all your people. I will do miraculous things that have never been done among any nation on earth. All the nations living around you will witness the work that I do, for everything I do among you will inspire. Be careful. Do not make a covenant with the people who now live in the land where you are. Any promises you make to these people could entrap you. Destroy their altars and pillars and cut down their sacred poles, because you must not worship any god except me. For I led you out of Egypt and liberated you from lives of slavery and oppression. It is a fearful thing to promise God obedience and break that promise. But if you listen closely to the voice of the Eternal, your God, and carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, he will lift you up high above every other nation on earth. All of the following blessings will be yours. In fact, they'll chase after you. If you'll listen to what he tells you, you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. Say to these cities, behold your God. The Eternal comes with power, with unstoppable might. He will take control without question or delay. He will see to it that wages are paid, repairs are made, and all is set right again. He will feed his fold like a shepherd. He will gather together his lambs, the weak and the wobbly ones, into his arms. Don't you know? Haven't you heard or even been told from your earliest memories how the earth came to be? Who else could have done it except God? The Holy One asks, do you really think you can find someone or something to compare to me, my equal? Look at the myriad of stars and constellations above you. Who set them to burning, each in its place? Who knows those countless lights, each by name? They obediently shine, each in its place, because God has the strength and strong power to make it so. Why then do you, Israel, inheritors of God's promise, chosen of God, why do you say, my troubled path is hidden from the Eternal? God has lost all interest in my cause. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Eternal, the everlasting God, the creator of the whole world, never gets tired or weary. His wisdom is beyond understanding. God strengthens the weary and gives vitality to those worn down by care. Young people will get tired. Strapping young men will stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Eternal One will regain their strength. They will soar on wings as eagles. They will run, never winded, never weary. They will walk, never tired, never faint. You'll hear him, a voice crying in the wilderness, loneliness, doubt, darkness, that vestibule in which a material sense of things disappears and spiritual sense unfolds the great facts of existence. Prepare ye the way of the Eternal One. The Hebrew law, with its thou shalt not, its demand and sentence, can only be fulfilled through the gospel's benediction. Then blessed are ye, insomuch as the consciousness of good, grace, and peace comes through affliction rightly understood, as sanctified by the purification it brings to the flesh, to pride, self-ignorance, self-will, self-love, self-justification. Sweet indeed are these uses of his rod. Well is it that the shepherd of Israel passes all his flock under his rod into his fold, thereby numbering them and giving them refuge at last from the elements of earth. This testimony of Holy Writ sustains the fact in science that the heavens and earth to one human consciousness, that consciousness which God bestows, are spiritual, while to another, the unillumined human mind, the vision is material. This shows unmistakably that what the human mind terms matter and spirit indicates states and stages of consciousness. Accompanying this scientific consciousness was another revelation, even the declaration from heaven, supreme harmony, that God, the divine principle of harmony, is ever with man, and they are his people. Thus man was no longer regarded as a miserable sinner, but as the blessed child of God. This is scriptural authority for concluding that such a recognition of being is and has been possible to men in this present state of existence, that we can become conscious here and now of a cessation of death, sorrow, and pain. The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares. Then thought gently whispers, "Come hither. Arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love, and behold the Lamb's wife, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. Let us accept science, relinquish all theories based on sense testimony, give up imperfect models and elusive ideals, and so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect, producing his own models of excellence. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being. Spiritual living and blessedness are the only evidences by which we can recognize true existence and feel the unspeakable peace which comes from an all-absorbing spiritual love."